This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by Unatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Douglas S. Harrington, MD, Fellow of the American Society of Preventive Cardiology and the American Society of Clinical Pathology. He's an expert in laboratory diagnostic testing. Dr. Harrington is also the chairman of the Garda Heart Foundation, a 501c3, who is actively partnering with the community and its organizations, nonprofit organizations, businesses, and city officials to provide the community with no-cost COVID-19 antibody tests covered under the CARES Act. And Dr. Harrington, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Certainly do appreciate your visit with us and your time today. So tell us, for starters, Dr. Harrington, what is Garda Heart Foundation's goal in partnering with the community to provide the SARS-CoV-2 antibody test?
Yeah, the Garda Heart mission is to essentially learn, detect, prevent, which is to educate people, to provide tools to help them understand where they are within their health spectrum, and then to come up with plans on how to prevent things and educate them on prevention primarily. That's really what it's all about.
Also, Dr. Harrington, if you could clarify, what is the difference between a COVID-19 swab test versus a COVID-19 SARS-CoV-2 antibody test?
So the swab test is basically directly detecting virus in people who have symptoms. And the antibody test is detecting the body's immune response to the virus. So just very simply, the swab is directly detecting the virus. The antibody tests are detecting whether you've mounted an immune response to it. And it's very important for people to know that the swab test is primarily for people with symptoms, and the antibody test is primarily for people without symptoms. It will tell you if you've had the infection in the past and have developed some level of immunity.
Certainly do appreciate your clarification on that. Now, who should actually take the antibody test, and what are the benefits of having the test done?
So the test is specifically designed for asymptomatic or people with no symptoms, and it has two benefits. One, it will identify people. The majority of people who have COVID-19 are asymptomatic. They have no symptoms. And so in order to get a true picture of what the actual infection rate is in our population, the antibody test is extremely useful for public health groups. And it also is good for people who were exposed in the past or who may have had something more than 14 days prior, which was like a cold or some set of symptoms. And therefore, the antibody test is very helpful to give you an idea of whether you've had it in the past, and again, whether you've developed some level of immunity to it.
And taking that even further, what is the difference, excuse me for the questions like this, but what is the difference between IgG and IgM antibodies, and how long does it take to develop the antibodies?
Sure. So the difference between IgM and IgG is that in most infections, IgM is the first antibody to appear, and then it's followed by IgG, which is a more permanent antibody that resides in your system. And then at that point, IgM fades away. But with SARS-CoV-2, COVID-19 antibody response, it appears that IgM and IgG appear together during the first week of infection. And then eventually the IgM drops off and you have IgG only. And so it's a little unusual in that respect. And just to be very clear, the IgG is way more specific for the virus than IgM. I say IgM is like a shotgun. It'll hit just a number of things, and the IgG is like a sniper rifle bullet.
Certainly do appreciate your input there. Most helpful. Now, another question for you. How long do the antibodies stay in the body?
So the current data suggests that the half-life is around 73 days, meaning that at the end of 73 days, you'll have half of what you had before. But what should give people comfort on the call is that even if the antibody levels drop below detectable levels, there's evidence that they persist at least up to 6 months, that you have something called a memory B cell in your body. And what that does is if you're exposed to the virus again, within minutes it starts activating and making more antibody. So your body doesn't waste energy in making things that don't help it. So you're going to have these memory B cells even if the antibody levels have dropped off.
Certainly do appreciate all the information so far. Most helpful. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Harrington, the chairman of the Guard, a heart foundation, a 501c3, who is actively partnering with community organizations, nonprofit organizations, businesses, and city officials to provide the community with no-cost COVID-19 antibody test covered under the CARES Act. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Harrington, if my antibody report results are positive, am I immune to COVID-19? That would be a popular question, I'm sure.
So we need to be careful about saying you're immune to COVID-19. All the evidence indicates that you are very unlikely to infect another person, meaning that the level of virus is significantly lower in you. And if it's IgG, you've pretty much cleared the virus, and you do have some level of immunity. We haven't got enough experience to say that you're 100% out of the woods and you should be partying like Chris Farley. We'd prefer that you still maintain, you know, all the cautions that are recommended by the CDC. But again, you have a much lower likelihood of infecting other people if you do have antibodies present.
And what happens if someone tests positive for the COVID-19 antibody? Should they be quarantined?
No, because the unless they're IgM only, which is very unusual. Remember, IgM is the earliest antibody to appear, and in SARS-CoV-2, the IgM and IgG are more frequently coming up together. But if you have IgM only, you definitely should maintain a cautious stance and self-quarantine for a minimum of 10 to 14 days, just as a caution. But the fact that you have antibodies, remember, all the evidence is saying that the amount of virus that's shed from your nose and mouth is lower. But we recommend that if you're IgM only, you definitely need to take precautions for at least 10 to 14 days.
Really some important information right there, and thanks for that. Now, is it true from what you're seeing that the Latin community and African-American community has the highest rates of COVID? If so, why would that be?
So it depends on what region you're in, but in general, nationally, that's true. In L.A., we've done two fairly large populations there and found that the African-American community was actually lower, just slightly higher than the Caucasian community. But the Hispanic community does really manifest that nationally and locally here. And the reason for that is it appears that most of the Hispanic community are in service jobs. They're a very family-oriented culture. And it turns out that a lot of the transmission of the virus is to fellow family members. And one of the things we're cautioning people about is that you know that we can detect the virus in sewage. And if you know that, you know that it's coming out in your urine and your feces. And therefore, the toilet, which can fling droplets up to 20 feet away, is an area where you have to be extremely careful. So don't remove your mask when you go to the bathroom. If you're in a family situation where there's only one bathroom, make sure that you stand to the side when you flush the toilet and keep your mask on, and wash your hands very carefully, because that is one of the primary transmission modes within the family in the Hispanic community.
Really appreciate your input there, and that is also most helpful for the audience to be in the know on that. Now, what is the correlation, if you would, of heart disease and coronavirus?
So the coronavirus has a receptor called ACE2, and it needs that to get into cells to reproduce itself. And the biggest concentration of those ACE2 receptors is on the lining of your arteries. And that same lining covers the heart, the inside of the heart. It's called the endothelium. And because of that, most of the symptoms that are associated with SARS-CoV-2 are due to damage to the endothelium, the lining of the arteries. So organs that have the most blood vessels, like the heart, the lungs, the brain, the kidneys, the liver, you will see more symptoms there. And it's also the reason why in some younger people, we're seeing more strokes and heart attacks. The good news is that the medical community has developed strategies to counteract that with anticoagulants and certain drugs that keep the blood from clotting, and also anti-inflammatory agents, like an old one called dexamethasone, which reduces the inflammation that results in the damage. So we've gotten really good at treating people.
If you would take a moment and tell us about the SARS-CoV-2 serology antibody test being provided with a sensitivity of 100% and a specificity of 99.6% based on initial performance evaluations. This is more reliable than other tests being provided.
Yes, it's actually one of the best. There are some other ones that are they're very similar, but the most important thing is that you want a test that's very sensitive, so it doesn't miss true positives. And you want it to be specific so that you don't get false negatives. And the test that we use is 100% sensitive and 99.6% specific. It's also EUA, that's emergency use authorized by the FDA, which means the FDA has scrutinized that data and essentially indicated that it's appropriate for use. And we prefer tests that have that EUA in screening, because we want to avoid false positives and false negatives, which can occur with any lab test.
Fantastic and helpful information, and timely at that, and we really appreciate what you're doing in the space through Guard a Heart Foundation. As we conclude today, are there natural medicines that aim to help to reduce an individual from getting the virus?
Yes, there definitely are a number of protocols out there, and they mostly involve zinc. For instance, zinc lozenges, vitamin D. The virus preferentially damages the body's ability to use vitamin D, so taking vitamin D is helpful. Quercetin is very helpful. And anything that would boost your glutathione, like whey protein or N-acetylcysteine, which you can buy at GNC, are helpful. But if you do get symptomatic and you're having trouble breathing, you definitely need to see a physician. Don't just rely on, over-the-counter things. But those are very effective. They're very helpful.
Dr. Harrington, really appreciate all you're doing, and really appreciate your spending a moment with us here today. Certainly some important information to be aware of here regarding the coronavirus and test. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they could get more information on the Guard a Heart Foundation. Where's the best place online to do so?
Thank you. Yeah, they can go to www.guardaheart, that's all one word, GuardaHeart.org. And it also will indicate where our next community events are, which are occurring in Baldwin Park, December 3rd through 5th.
And that is fantastic to have that kind of information at your fingertips. Again, Dr. Harrington, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Certainly was our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Douglas S. Harrington, the chairman of the Garda Heart Foundation, a 501c3 who is actively partnering with community organizations, nonprofit organizations, businesses, and city officials to provide the community with no-cost COVID-19 antibody tests covered under the CARES Act. And for further details, visit GardaHeart.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.